This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
A Canadian company called Valiant Pharmaceuticals International wants to look better, at least on paper. It's made an offer for Allergan, the manufacturer of Botox. That's not out of character for the company. Over the past couple of years, Valiant has bought up several pharmaceutical and healthcare outfits, the makers of creams and fillers, and also skin-smoothing lasers. But unlike some drug companies, Valiant is not looking to make more money by increasing research and design. Sally Herships fills in the rest.
You don't have to wrinkle up your forehead to figure out why Valiant wants to buy the company that produces Botox.
They are clearly going to have a monopoly in the marketplace.
Dr. Jack Birdie is CEO of SmoothMed, a service that provides Botox treatments in Manhattan. He says Valiant already bought the company that makes Dysport, a Botox competitor.
I can't imagine the company Valiant, who would look for economics in a takeover, maintaining both products in the marketplace. One of them will probably disappear.
Along with a lot of jobs. Seamus Fernandez is an analyst with Leerink Partners.
For some people, this is going to create stress and wrinkles.
That's a fair conclusion, yeah.
Fernandez says the international market for cosmetic dermatology is worth billions every year, and Valiant is trying to be efficient. David Krempa, an analyst with Morningstar, agrees.
Most doctors are pretty busy. They would much prefer to just talk to one person who can go through and update them on what's new about all the products they use, rather than having to have a bunch of different salespeople come in from each company.
Fernandez says, unlike the wrinkles it fixes, the market for cosmetic dermatology is growing at about 12% a year. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.